This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky. Today, it's a Connecticut music episode. Coming up, we'll be joined by new London-based musician Daphne Lee Martin to talk about her new album, Frost. But first, Goodnight Blue Moon is a favorite on our show. They came on after their first album was released back in 2012, and they've got a brand new EP called A Girl I Never Met. They're in our Studio 3 today to perform some songs off that new record, but first we're going to hear an unreleased song. It's a traditional called Carolina Pines, here in Where We Live.
Just an old house with the roof falling in. Standing on the edge of the field, watching the crops grow like it's always done before. Nobody lives here anymore. The sun going down in the Carolina pines. I'm a long way from home, and I miss that love of mine. Broken windows, empty doors. Nobody here anymore. Oh, memories come a whistling like the wind through the walls and the cracked window panes, and the grass is growing high around the kitchen door. Nobody lives here anymore. The sun's going down in the Carolina pines. I'm a long way from home, and I miss that.
That's Goodnight Blue Moon here on Where We Live. They've got a brand new EP called A Girl I Never Met. You can find out more information at WNPR.org. They're old friends of our show, and we're thrilled to have them back in our Studio 3 to play a little bit of music and talk about their music. I want to welcome back in Eric Elligers and Nancy Matlack Elligers and Matthew Crowley, who we've met before on our show. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thanks for having us, man.
And we're going to meet some new members of the band, or at least members that we haven't met yet in studio in just a moment. But first of all, tell us about the song that you just sang for us. It's not on this new LP, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
It's a traditional song that we kind of arranged. We heard a version of it and kind of latched on to it. It was beautiful, and we love doing it. It's a way, I mean, I very rarely am up singing, so I enjoy it. And it was a really nice way to come together, and it's great at the beginning of a show too, because it kind of, it's our call to.
Yeah, it really sets the tone. You know, usually bars or wherever is pretty loud, and we get to start that off, and hopefully everybody gets quiet and listens, and, you know, that's what you want to have.
Quiets down just a little bit.
At least a little bit, you know.
And do you feel like now you've come together and you have a Goodnight Blue Moon sound? Like, you know what a song that you guys are going to do kind of is. Do you have that idea now?
Yeah, I think we really, the instrumentation writes the songs a lot of times for us. So we have, you know, things are very arranged and big sounding and warm and cozy. And I think that's kind of what we go for a lot. Just layers upon layers of things that we can create ourselves and replicate.
And if you ask Nick, he'll tell you just brushes and train beats. But it is more than that. But that's generally where it starts.
Nick is Nick DiRico. He's the drummer in the band. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you. Good to meet you.
Vicki Wepler is the violinist and sings. Vicki, good to meet you as well.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
And Carl Testa, who wasn't here last time, Goodnight Blue Moon came in studio, but is a bass player and is quite well known in the area as a jazz and experimental musician. Carl, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this collection of songs. Where did this grouping of songs that makes up this EP come from?
Well, we started writing, Crowley and I passing ideas back and forth as we normally do, and that was actually right as this whole group of six or seven of us, when my brother Sean is playing as well, we really started formulating this group, and we started playing together a lot, and we were bouncing ideas off each other, and this set of six songs really seemed to capture what we were going for at the time, and so we figured this would be a really nice little EP, just a little something of what we're doing right now.
How much is the sound, and how much is the words? How much do you start with the words that you want to you want to say, the message you want to convey, and how much is it about creating a certain sound?
Well, I think it's best put this way. We have trashed songs and thrown them out because we want to write good words. We want to write like something that's meaningful to people and not just tripe.
But, you know, and at the same time, you know, Crowley and I will both, Matt Crowley and I will both go back and forth. He'll come up with some words and I'll say, all right, that's cool. Like, what if we did something like this? He's like, oh, all right, well, I can spin it this way, and I'll come up with some words, and he'll say, that's cool. Maybe we can develop this idea a little bit more. And I think that really helps the writing process a lot. You know, when you're doing something on your own, sometimes you feel like you get in a rut and you're doing the same thing over and over again. But, you know, we start bouncing ideas off the two of us, and then immediately we'll go to Nancy and Vicki and everybody else. And everybody kind of has, you know, something to add, whether musically or vocally.
Has the process changed a lot since you were last in our studio, Nancy? I mean, do you feel like anything that you do is different because you've just been doing it longer as a group?
It happens a lot faster now, I think. Yeah. It's still very comfortable, you know, two of them. And it's like concentric circles because usually I'm sitting around on the couch too while they're doing this. So I get my veto power. And then what gets past me gets to the band at the next rehearsal. So it's a lot of fun, but it just does happen faster. And it's nice having everyone else's voice this time around. I feel like last time it was a lot of just kind of the three of us and directing how things were going. This EP was really written by all seven of us.
And we're talking with Goodnight Blue Moon, and they've got a brand new EP called A Girl I Never Met. They've got some upcoming shows that we'll be telling you about. You can find out more at WNPR.org. They have a beautiful new video from one of their songs, a song that we'll be hearing a little bit later on that you can find at WNPR.org as well. But let's hear another song with the full band, and the song is called Hollow. Before we play it, tell us a bit about the song.
Okay, so this, Nancy and I moved last summer, and we were just kind of riffing on some ideas, trying to write something new after our last record. And so part of this got written at the old house, and then once we moved in, the rest of it got finished. And I kind of felt like once we got there, I was like, all right, now it really makes sense. I kind of almost intentionally did that. So it's a bit of a transitional song, you know, about getting up and moving on. And that it was kind of a nice way to get the whole record started, I thought. Turn the record on, this is the time for something. Time to read the weather vane and watch the tide. The memories fold, but I'ma keep on searching through the dark uncharted corners of my mind. Softly sings the highway of the night, a welcome change from all that useless rain. As if you were a mother's lullaby, well, I close my eyes and go away. One
what makes you wanna go? When was the last time that you knew exactly why? Well, so many times I tried, but in the end, the words are hollow. And try. Cast a light on what you want to know. Perhaps this is nothing but a cloud. Yes, sometimes life just gets a bit too real, and the words we use sound different in our minds. When the house of cards comes crashing down, the kingdoms fall, all castles made of sand go back to sea. Build some bigger walls with better kings to keep the peace. Would you say to me, be my queen? 'Cause it's been a long, long time, I know.
Long, long time.
Without a song to pass the hour, I'll sing along till you join me. Time that you knew exactly why. Oh, so many times I tried, but in the end, the words are hollow. So very hollow. And try.
The song is called Hollow. It's the first track from a brand new EP by the band Goodnight Blue Moon. It's called A Girl I Never Met. I'm John Dankosky, and this is Where We Live. We're thrilled to have our friends Goodnight Blue Moon back in the studio once again with this brand new release. They're going to be playing February 6th at the Wadsworth Athenaeum and then at the Emerge Festival on February 28th at Arch Street Tavern in Hartford. We're going to have information about this and more about the band at WNPR.org if you want to find out more. That's a beautiful song, and all the songs in here are so lushly arranged. And you were talking about that before, Nancy. I want to actually talk to you and Vicky a little bit about this, about integrating strings into this overall sound, because the way that you use strings, your cello and her violin, it's not like you would hear a violin in a bluegrass band or
right.
in an Irish fiddle band. It's very orchestral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost vocal. They have a vocal inspiration.
They act as other vocal lines within everything. Their harmonies to the vocals that are happening, and kind of just, we like to think of it kind of as weaving in and out of the melody and just kind of finding the spaces. And
even within each other, too. I think the more we play together and the more we work on these songs, we think, wait, are we doing too much the same? Are we doing not enough the same? Because it's so fun to mess with that, to kind of go back and forth and have a conversation between the two instruments.
Wait, now, Vicky, what's your background? Because I've talked to some of these guys before. I mean, we have jazz players and folk players and all sorts of folks. Where do you come from
I'm
in the musical
mainly
world?
Mainly classical. Yeah, I started playing when I was 5 and Suzuki method, and I'm still teaching Suzuki now. But I also did a lot of fiddling as a kid, and not till probably high school and college I started focusing more on vocals too, but then really ended up taking a dual path through my college and grad school time in both violin and voice. I just didn't want to choose. I like doing both. And I have to say, this band makes it so much fun because I get to do both. And the violin part, especially for me, feels at some points orchestral, at some points more fiddle or bluegrass, and that's the best kind because it doesn't have a label. I'm not just one thing. And I feel like the same way with the cello, too.
Yeah, and now you're training on the cello, Nancy. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from?
Also classically trained from a young age. I started on piano and played cello through elementary school and college. So that's where I come from. And then I also played I had a teacher who was very into improv and, teaching you how to, put the cello into other alternative spaces. So she listened to a lot of punk music, and so did I, and that's what we did.
A lot of cello meets punk.
Yeah.
wearing sort of punk clothes on stage with the cello.
Somewhat like that.
Had an electric cello.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. That's it. Sounds it's very sort of
fusion 70s weirdness.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
I like this very much. Well, I want to actually bring in Carl Tesu talking about improvisation. I mean, some people in the music world of Connecticut know your name from another musical world. You do jazz and improvisation. You have this Uncertainty Music series that you curate down in New Haven. Tell us, first of all, a bit about that series, what it's all about.
Sure. The Uncertainty Music series has been happening for about 7 years in New Haven. And it focuses on improvised, electronic, and experimental music. And it basically provides a forum for musicians coming, you know, from out of town to perform and trying to create a creative exchange and conversation between regional musicians and then the musicians who are local. And It sort of really just started as a chance for me to have a concert every month of my own music.
Yeah.
So if you look at – if you go to uncertainmusic.com and look at the past concerts, first 12 or so, I'm kind of on every concert. But then it started to branch out and really become more of a showcase for a lot of different people.
So how do you feel like all the other work that you do in that world informs what you do in this band?
Yeah, I guess I come from a jazz background. I didn't start when I was really young, probably, 12 or something like that. And maybe for the band, maybe this is annoying, but I rarely play the songs the same way twice. It's not extremely different, but, you know, just playing around all the time.
We're talking with Eric Elligers, Nancy Matlack Elligers, Matthew Crowley, Carl Testa, Vicky Wepler, and Nick Dorico, and they are Goodnight Blue Moon. The brand new EP is called A Girl I Never Met. We're going to be hearing some more music. We're going to be talking more with the band when we come back from this break, Where We Live.
You surround my neck. I came running into town. That felt alive. The townsfolk everywhere. Standing in a field, a scene I can't forget. When out there in the distance, a girl I never met.
This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky. We're in our Studio 3 today, and we're talking with the band Goodnight Blue Moon. They've been on our show before, but they've got a brand new EP called A Girl I Never Met, a series of very beautiful songs. And we'll be talking about some of the sense of place in these songs, the seafaring nature of some of these songs in just a little bit. But before we hear the next song, I want to talk about it a bit with you, Eric. Listeners to our show have actually heard you play the song Baby before. You and Nancy were good enough to come to a concert that we did a week after the Newtown shootings at Asylum Hill Congregational Church. And it was the first time I'd heard this song, and you played it as a duet. I guess I just have to say it was moving at the time. It's a beautiful song. The arrangement that you do here is a little bit different. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about this song and why you chose to play it that day for us.
Well, that was a really somber day, but it was I thought it was a really great way for all of us to kind of uplift our spirits, you know, and kind of be together. So that was – thanks again for having us for that. That was
thanks
a really
for coming.
Nice night or morning. But this song is it's about unrequited love. I mean, it's just loving someone that just won't be able to give it back to you. And we thought for that day, for that time and that place, it was something everybody was trying to give love. And in some ways, you wouldn't get it back, but at the same time, you had all these people here, you know, showing what they had musically and otherwise to show that love back to you. So we thought it was kind of a nice tune to play. We had actually just written it.
That was the first time it was performed. Yeah. Was that day.
That was the first time.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel very good to hear that. And when I heard it on the record now, mm-hmm. it is quite a different arrangement. And because maybe taken away from that time period and taken away from that somber moment, it sounds much different to me. Yeah. It just feels like
it
a different
feels
sort
like
of song.
A different, and that's honestly, Nick has a lot to do with that. Baby was written more so by kind of the trio. And when Nick came in, he brought this other feel to it. And we all really, it felt right for the song. And it was a little bluesier, a little more
soulful.
A little soulful. And it shaped how we play it now.
Nick, can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, talk about, you know, taking something that's a trio song or something that these folks have written on the couch and, you know, taking your percussive abilities and doing something different with it.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear it as a trio, which was probably good, you know, well, maybe bad for them, but good for me, because I tend to, you know, develop a certain kind of concept and kind of get stuck to that. So it just kind of sounded like a slow, bluesy, soul kind of tune, and, you know, still try to keep it sort of organic to fit with the band and not, you know, change the sound and what they've already done. You know, they already wrote a really nice song, and it didn't really even need drums, but... You know, none of these songs really do. But, you know, don't tell them that.
Don't ever say that. But,
yeah, so, you know, I came up with something and, you know, they didn't hate it. And it's printed.
Well, let's listen to it. And the song is called Baby Again. It's a song that we've heard in not such great times on our show. And we're glad to hear it once again in our Studio 3 here. Good night, Blue Moon, on Where We Live.
The picture of a time when we picked some apple in the sun. Yeah, it was cool, your hair was long, you never cracked a smile until I sing your name. So when did all that magic change? Was I too much a fool, too blind to see that this affair would never match your former love? So I gave you what I had to give. Use me to get over here. Well, it's wild and exciting.
Sphinx been riding. I feel sick from the lows, but the highs keep me coming back. Move your attention, just looking for some affection. Now I know exactly how you feel. 'Cause baby, what's my crime? I am lost without you by my side.
That's Goodnight Blue Moon, and they've got a brand new EP out, and it's called A Girl I Never Met. They're playing live in our Studio 3 for us, and we're thrilled to have them here. The band, once again, is Eric Elligers, Nancy Matlack Elligers, Matthew Crowley, Carl Testa, Vicky Wepler, and Nick DiRico. And we're so thrilled to have all of them here in studio with us. They're going to be playing live, if you want to see them, February 6th at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford, another show in Hartford at the Arch Street Tavern on February 28th. We'll have all that information on our website, WNPR.org. You mentioned earlier that you guys were looking for a house, and Tucker Ives, the producer, told me, did you know that they were on House Hunters? I said, House Hunters? They really? So you guys were on House Hunters, one of these cable television shows, looking for a house. How did this happen?
We hired, and we have a friend who's a real estate agent, and he is wonderful. And he
his name is Dallas Davis.
Dallas Davis, go to him; he's great. he contacted House Hunters because he wanted to be on it, and he just needed to find a couple that was silly enough to join him on this endeavor. And we're like, sure, why not?
Well, and the whole idea too is it's you're trying to find a place to not only live, but the hook for them is. Yeah, you know, a place for your band to play, too,
exactly.
Right?
Musicians Eric and Nancy want a house with some old-school charm and a space for their band. But first, they have to decide what's most important, price, location, or condition of the home.
You ready to do this?
Oh, I'm ready to do this.
Okay.
Let's talk this out.
So what was this experience like?
Well...
Are you at liberty to discuss this?
No, I'm not sure. They'll come after us.
I was going to say.
You people in Hollywood.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
No, it was, I mean, we actually almost got a place right in front of Vicky's house.
So close.
We were so close to being like real, real neighbors.
We still are, though. We're still pretty close.
Yeah, we're really happy with the place that we ended
house.
Up getting. And we're actually more happy that we ended up with that place. Because the practice space there is actually fantastic. We have a huge basement. Well, you know, it's decent size, to, at least to fit all us. And
we know.
And it's a really nice house. It's over 100 years old. We got really lucky because it's in this really nice historic neighborhood where Carl actually was already living, and Vicky lives right around the corner. And about, was it 3 months ago?
Yeah, about 3 months ago.
About 3 months ago, Matt moved in right down the street. So we got our own little niche right over there in Fairhaven.
And of course, you know, people might be thinking, John, why are you talking to them so much about real estate? It's a band. But place is important. Like the neighborhood that you guys are in, it's not just that it seems to be important to the songs that you write, but it's an awful lot about this record. It's about sort of who you are as musicians. Talk a bit more about that, about how the place where you guys live informed the music that you have on this record.
Yeah, this album was thoroughly informed by us living in Fairhaven. We can see the river from our house, and that really – it's amazing how quickly you become tied to the ebb and flow of what happens right there. You know, you see the oyster boats coming in and out, you know, the bridge swinging open. It's a really – nice way to shape your day. And these songs are, you know, influenced by the fact that, you know, one of the songs, The Ballad of Jean and Christine, is actually an oyster boat that we see every day. And every day you kind of see her going out, you're like, hope for the best today.
Yeah.
And our song Captain's Church, you know, it ties into the history of the community too. It's about a very specific incident that happened in the town, and
we found that in a book about Fairhaven. You know, Nancy's dad gave us this really cool, like, you know, history of Fairhaven. All right, so we're looking through it, just get to know the neighborhood, come across this poem, and it's like, oh, this would be really kind of fun to set to music. And
it was a beautiful poem too. Yeah. And it just,
and so then we actually then went and we had our friend and director Jimmy Patterson, who's from Glastonbury but lives in New Haven as well. He shot a video, and we filmed right on the river there. And there's a great place there, the Quinnipiac Marina, and they were very kind to let us go out on one of the boats of the fellows that owned the boat there. So it all, you know, it all kind of comes back to the same place.
Well, I have to say it's another beautiful record. We're thrilled to have you guys back here. There's a few chances for people to see Goodnight Blue Moon play. Again, February 6th coming up at the Wadsworth, the Emerge Festival, which is a really great series with a bunch of local musicians, happening at Arch Street Tavern in Hartford, February 28th. More information about all of this on our website, WNPR.org. I want to thank all the members of Goodnight Blue Moon for coming in. Great to see you guys.
Good to Thanks see you. For
thank
having
you
us.
Very much for coming in. And this last song is Captain's Church, the song you were talking about.
Yep, yep.
Into the port called Dragon sailed the gallant ship one day, when the pilot bold and fearless cried, "Captain, we've lost our way." Then spake the captain fiercely, his soul was filled with ire, "Do you forget the landmarks? Look for the first church spire." "Aye, aye, sir," said the pilot, "I've looked and looked again, and so may you, my captain, and on the search in vain." The captain and the sailors then eagerly looked out, seeing not the steeple cried, "Put the ship about, put the ship about, and let me sail back out to sea. Dock this boat 100 times before the age of 3. Though all things look familiar in the river and on the shore, must have been we've wandered, we've never been here before." Pilot laughing, "Good captain, not so fast, for the steeple has vanished, you've reached your home at last. This is the port you're seeking, but where the steeple stood, they've raised a square brick tower and a simple cross of wood. Perhaps 'twill strike you queerly when first you see that cross, but on second thought you come boat 100 times before the age of 3. Though all things look familiar in the river and on the shore, it must have been we wandered, we ain't never been here before.
This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky. Today we're featuring some new releases from some of our favorite Connecticut musicians. Earlier we heard from Goodnight Blue Moon. They came to us from New Haven. Now we're joined by someone who also comes from Connecticut's coastline, New London's Daphne Lee Martin. She has a new album coming out soon called Frost. She's been nominated for Female Performer of the Year in the New England Music Awards. You can find out about all of her upcoming shows at daphneleemartin.com. Along with Goodnight Blue Moon, she'll actually be performing at the Emerge Festival at Hartford's Arch Street Tavern at the end of February. We'll have more information on that on our website, WNPR.org. But Daphne, welcome back to Where We Live. It's so good to see you once again.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So Frost is the second of twin records. Now, we were at your store, The Telegraph, when you were playing music from the first of these two records, Moxie. Lay this out for me a little bit. Why these two records in so close proximity that are kind of linked?
Well, when I was a teenager, you know, your first love, the first person you really just completely go head over heels for, they have a profound impact on how you look at a lot of the relationships for the rest of your life. And one of the things that this particular character said to me was that I had two qualities that he very much admired. I had Frost and Moxie. And I wasn't at the time exactly sure what those meant, but those have come into stark relief over the years. And I've always loved the concept of within each of us is this ability for like intense passion and fearfulness and the craziness that comes with love, but also with the reality and the truth and, you know, the sticking with itness of love. And I think that I wanted to be able to exemplify those through music between the two records.
So maybe you can explain, and we're going to hear some of the music in just a bit, but explain how the sounds of the record help to tell the story, because I think as we talked last time, you had some very unusual textures and sounds on the record Moxie, and they evoked in some ways a different time or a time that really I couldn't quite put my finger on when this was supposed to be. There's a different sound to this record. Talk about the contrasting kind of flavors of the music here.
When I grew up in southeastern Ohio, I grew up on a lot of traditional music, mountain ballads, fiddle and banjo tunes, and that sort of thing. And I've always appreciated other songwriters and the folk tradition for the ability of the songs to be universal, both to men and women and all age groups, but also to cross generations. We all go through the same kind of life changes, and I don't want my stories to be timed out. I don't want to talk about cell phones or technology or, you know, moments in current news and things like that so much in my songs, because I'd like them to be relevant no matter when they're heard. And I took the same principle and applied it to the instrumentation. So I used a mix of recording styles and voices, be it the lo-fi mellotron sounds that you heard on Moxie, or on Frost we use a lot more, you know, live horn players, live string players, those sorts of very hi-fi, very present sounds, and just jumble them all together so you really can't tell when it's happening. And I hope that comes across as, like, as universal as the storytelling itself is.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of a track I love, and it's called Little Birds. Tell us about it before we hear a little bit of it.
Little Birds was written when I was listening to an awful lot of Another Side of Dylan. And I think I picked up a lot of the visuals, visual cues in that record for this song. But it's basically the story of someone who, through their own fear of success and creation, tries to keep other people down from doing that. And Little Birds is just that response to that, saying, please, just let me be who I am. You be who you are. And we'll just love each other and we'll both just fly.
You are light as a bird with your hollow bond, bringing me branches to build.
Kiss on the floor.
song is called Little Birds. It's from a forthcoming record called Frost by our guest Daphne Lee Martin. We're taking a tour of some great Connecticut music and some of our favorite musicians here on the program today. That sound, for people who know you as a folk or a country artist, may sound a little bit different. There's really interesting drum patterns and synthesizer sounds. It's again, maybe a bit of a departure from some people who've seen you been playing around for years.
Yeah, well, everybody, you know, grows and changes. I like I said before, that universal experience it has to encompass everything. We encompass everything as people, so why not find a way to express that as well?
This song, Night We Fell in Love, is another one of my favorite tracks here. Tell me a bit more about that.
My husband and I were good friends before we started seeing each other. We were seeing other people at the time. We were working together in the art scene in New London. And then all of a sudden, both of us got single right around the same time. And we were sitting at the Dutch Tavern and complaining about how lonely we were. And our friend Elizabeth just grabbed both of us by the shoulders and smooshed us into each other and said, "You two." and you know, from that touch of our shoulders smashing into each other, we have been inseparable for the last 8 years.
It's a great story. And we were talking with Goodnight Blue Moon about sense of place. They have written a lot of their songs based on what they see out their windows in the Fairhaven section of New Haven. And so much of your life has been in New London, in this interesting little art scene with your husband, Rich. And just to hear you reference the Dutch Tavern as a real place where you met, that you're sort of writing a song about here, it puts me in a place, a very specific place.
Sure. And it also echoes back to Moxie. One of those things that ties the two records together is that on Moxie, the song Friendliest Room in Town was written in the Dutch Tavern and is named after one of the glowing beer signs on the wall.
You can take a visit to the Dutch anytime. Let's listen to a bit of the music.
Will you remember how I smile? Will you remember how we walked for miles? Will you remember that one fateful kiss? The night we fell in storm clouds seem to hang right above us. Will you remember when you were soaking wet the night we fell in love?
That song is called Night We Fell in Love by Daphne Lee Martin, and we're talking with her about her forthcoming release, Frost. It's the second of two records that she's putting out in succession that are of a piece. The other is called Moxie, which we featured when we went down to the Telegraph, a wonderful little record store where you can buy all sorts of vinyl in downtown New London. It's right around the corner from the Hygienic, and she and her husband, Rich Martin, run this place, and they play music in there, and they bring their friends in to play music. We heard a bit of her music from Moxie last year, and we're happy to have her back in our studio. Now, last year you went out on a big old tour. You've been going around a lot. You went down to South by Southwest, mm-hmm. down in Austin. Are you going to be doing more of that this year? Are you heading out with this band once again?
I sure am. We did a Midwest tour, went out and did Day Trotter and a bunch of dates in Chicago and Minneapolis and stuff. We're headed back south again this spring. Columbus, Louisville, all the way down to New Orleans and back.
What do you learn when you're out on the road?
Lots of things, like to remember to bring wet naps. And
there you go. I assume they come in handy.
Check the air pressure in the tires.
Do you write songs on the road? Because I've talked to other musicians who say that's where all their songs come from. You're holed up in a car with a bunch of other people. You've got your banjo out, and at least you can write some songs along the way. Do you write songs on the road, or do you come back from the travels and then write?
I come back from the travels and write. If I were driving by myself, I think that I probably would write on the road. But there just seems to be just too much going on all the time when I'm out there. And I usually am the one doing all the driving. So
somehow you got stuck with this.
It would be a little dangerous.
Is it because you don't trust other people?
Well, it's because it's my van.
Oh, okay, it's your van.
And I want to DJ, so.
Which makes sense. I want to ask you also about this award that you were nominated for, the New England Music Awards. This is yet another new award. There's the Connecticut Music Awards, the New England Music Awards. It seems as though, from what I'm seeing people write about, the various links I've had, these awards can just be awards, but they also seem to be pointing to a really big emergence of great artists coming out of Connecticut, all of whom are linked in some way and who know each other. I mean, I guess, tell me a little bit about what it means to be part of a scene in which you are seen as one of the best performers in all of New England.
Well, you can't get too hung up on that part of it. It is a little bit of a popularity contest, but really at the end of the day, it's just a way to get more people to know about it. It's a way to organize ourselves. I think the active music scene in Connecticut has been really brilliant all along, but artists, as we know, are not the best business people, not the best organizers sometimes. So it's a great resource for us to be able to bind together and share our contacts and share our music with each other. I mean, the number of collaborations that have come out of people like Chip doing the Connecticut Music Awards, I got a chance to meet and work with songwriters I would have taken years to find otherwise. And I think that seeing that grow from a local scene to a regional scene and just to be able to be part of that is extraordinary.
A lot of what you do, you and your husband, Rich, is to organize, is to bring people together. Talk a bit more about that part of the work that you do. Actually, not just being a performer, being a business owner, but also trying to bind together the scene and be central to a music scene, especially in the southeastern part of the state.
I'm a really big fan of the phrase, a rising tide lifts all ships. And, you know, there are hobby bands that do it for the fun, and then there are people that go out professionally and play for a living like I do. And there's a room for everyone in that sphere, but I think that, you know, the more we all work together, the more we can establish this place as a music destination, much the way you think of Portland or Omaha as a music town. And I would like to see Connecticut really rise to that level in national awareness of our cool scene. You know?
And it is a very cool scene, as we're finding every day. The more musicians we put on the show, the more CDs I get in the mail. It's amazing how that works. As we leave you, we're going to hear one last song. The song's called 5 Points. Tell me about it briefly, if you would.
5 Points was written about a dear friend of mine who I started the first incarnation of this band with. He got signed to a record label out in L.A., and when he moved away, I kind of lost my writing partner and my playing partner, and I missed him, you know? And so 5 Points is that sort of, you're far away, I miss you. I hope it's nice where you are.
Well, it's a beautiful set of songs, and Daphne Lee Martin, thank you so much for coming in and talking a bit and for sharing this music with us once again.
Thanks,
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
The record is called Frost. It's the second of this two LP set. It's Moxie and Frost, New London's Daphne Lee Martin. You can find out more on our website, WNPR.org. Our program is produced by Tucker Ives and Lydia Brown. Katie Talarski is the executive producer. Thanks to our interns, Skylar Magnoli, Anna Novak, Tess Aronson, Jackie Lauper, Katie Pikus, and Jane Ashley. I'm John Dankosky, and this is Where We Live.